The Charcoal Man and the Gentleman, Monday, 7th. Garon would certainly never have uttered the words which Carlo Nobis spoke yesterday morning to Betty. Carlo Nobis is proud because his father is a great gentleman, a tall gentleman with a black beard and very serious, who accompanies his son to school nearly every day.Yesterday morning, Nobis quarreled with Betty, one of the smallest boys, and the son of a charcoal man, and not knowing what retort to make because he was in the wrong, said to him vehemently, "Your father is a tattered beggar." Betty reddened up to his very hair and said nothing, but the tears came to his eyes, and when he returned home, he repeated the words to his father.So the charcoal dealer, a little man who was black all over, made his appearance at the afternoon session, leading his boy by the hand in order to complain to the master. While he was making his complaint and everyone was silent, the father of Nobis, who was taking off his son's coat at the entrance as usual, entered on hearing his name pronounced and demanded an explanation."This workman has come," said the master, "to complain that your son Carlo said to his boy, 'Your father is a tattered beggar.'" Nobis's father frowned and reddened slightly. Then he asked his son, "Did you say that?" His son, who was standing in the middle of the school with his head hanging in front of little Betty, made no reply.Then his father grasped him by one arm and pushed him forward, facing Betty, so that they nearly touched, and said to him, "Beg his pardon."